For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You know, in your mind, you're trying to say, well, maybe it's not a shooter, but you run.
That's a shopper at an Alabama mall where gunfire leads to a deadly confrontation with police. Hoover Police Captain Greg Rector says a fight broke out between two teens around 9:30 last night. An 18-year-old man and a 12-year-old girl were wounded. The suspect was shot and killed by an officer.
I think we were fortunate enough to have two officers that were very near an active shooting scene, and those officers rushed to that scene and actually encountered an individual that had just shot someone. So we were fortunate that that Hoover officer was there.
Black Friday shopping is well underway. Analysts with Adobe Analytics say Americans might break retail records over the next month based on strong sales last quarter. They project yesterday's online sales to hit a new record of $3.7 billion. They also say smartphones represented more than 50% of traffic to retail sites. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Texas shopper Sherelle Pratt tells KTRK-TV shopping on Thanksgiving, nothing new for her family.
We do this every year. It's a holiday tradition. We're getting the kids presents. We're getting family presents. We're getting presents that most people couldn't afford unless they were $200, $400, $600 off.
President Trump took time Thanksgiving Day to wish a happy Thanksgiving to troops stationed around the globe.
The nation's doing well economically, better than anybody in the world. We're the hot nation of the world, and it's nice to know you're fighting, and you're fighting for something that's doing well, and that's our country.
New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees with a lot to be thankful for following last night's 31-17 win over Atlanta.
For me as a quarterback, it's still about, you know, managing the game in the best way that I can. And, you know, if opportunities for big plays, we make them. Convert third downs, we got to possess the ball so we can put together good drives, go score points, and play that complimentary brand of football.
Dallas and Chicago also scored wins. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
California communities came together to serve Thanksgiving to victims of the campfire. Volunteers worked with the World Central Kitchen at California State University at Chico to cook, serve, and clean up so evacuees who've lost their homes could have a holiday meal in a safe place. For many, they felt it was the least they could do, and among the people helping are evacuees themselves, like 11-year-old Madison Sullivan, who told ABC News.
Of course I want to come and help, because I just feel like it's something that if people don't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, they can just come here.
President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt, or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
A charter bus carrying members of the University of Washington marching band rolled onto its side Thursday, leaving nearly 40 people injured. State police say the Husky marching band was traveling in a caravan of six buses to Pullman, Washington, for today's Apple Cup, the annual college football game between the University of Washington and Washington State, when a bus rolled over on an ice-covered stretch of I-90. The oldest survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack, Ray Chavez, died this past week at the age of 106. Family members say he died peacefully in his sleep. According to a report by CNN, Chavez worked as a quartermaster stationed in Pearl Harbor in 1941. Throughout the past 6 years, he made a point of traveling around the country to attend memorial services and commemorations. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.